Welcome back to Chapter 1 of Winning Your Relationship Game. And the title of Chapter 1 is, Do You Care Where You're Going? Now, there's a saying that goes, if you don't care where you're going, any road will take you there. And I want you to be deliberate about the road that you're traveling. In order to make lasting change, you have to set a goal. Setting a goal will help you win your relationship game, but there's some planning to do first. Winning your relationship game has a lot to do with habits and behavior change. Many of the lessons are based in research that's proven to support positive relationships and behavior change. You aren't going to rely on willpower. Anyone who's had to try to diet knows that willpower is very unreliable. You're going to set goals that allow you to capitalize on motivation. So your initial goal, I like to call a personal motivation statement. This is where you'd ultimately like to end up. And take just a moment and focus on what prompted you to buy this book. And I want you to write down just a sentence or two about what you were hoping to improve in your relationship. Go ahead, we'll take a break while you do that. We'll wait a second for you. Don't skip now because this is the foundation, so we want to get this part right. So this is the beginning of your personal motivation statement. Now, I want you to go back and look at the sentence that you wrote down. Look at it again. Does it focus on changing something about your partner? For instance, is it, I want my partner to be a better communicator? If it does, I want you to refer back to the rules in the introduction. You can't change anyone else's behavior, only your own. So if your statement is focused on your partner, time to change that up now. So go ahead, we'll wait again, hit pause and change that statement up again. So right now your statement can be fairly broad. As you go on, it will change and you'll gain some insight and you'll tweak it to fit. But this keeps you on track, heading in the direction of your goal. Remember, this is the foundation for everything else you're going to do. So take the time to really do this exercise. As they say, keep your eye on the prize. So having a personal motivation statement is good, but to really ramp up your motivation, you have to know why. Why is that personal motivation statement important? You might be able to tell that I like to play games whenever I can. It makes life a little more fun, and I think lightheartedness just adds to all of our experiences. So to clarify that personal motivation statement, I like to use a game called the Five Whys. The Five Whys are actually a business concept which is used to do what's called a root cause analysis. It's also a really useful tool to help you dig deeper into your thoughts and feelings. So refer back to your beginning personal motivation statement. You're going to ask yourself why it's important to you. You'll get that answer and then you'll ask why again. Then you'll have another answer and you'll ask, why is that important? You'll continue to do this for 5 cycles. And don't rush through this. It's easy to just pencil whip it, but we don't want you to do that. We really want you to get meaning and value out of the exercise. If you're persistent, it will lead to a very clear idea of the value in your personal motivation statement. So I'll go through my own personal motivation statement just to give you an example. So my personal motivation statement, the start of it might be, I want to feel closer to my partner. So why is that important? Why is it important for me to feel closer to my partner? This is the first why. And I say, because closeness feels good. So the second why is it important to have the good feeling of being close? And I say, because I feel more secure when I'm feeling close. So the third why is it important to feel more secure? Because feeling more secure reduces my anxiety about belonging within my relationship. Why is it important to have reduced anxiety about belonging? And my answer is because then I can be really relaxed and be myself. So the last, fifth and final why is it important to feel more relaxed and be myself? And I say, because then I feel like I have a stable foundation for all the other areas of my life. So walking through that exercise reveals something deeper about what's important to me. I know exactly why it's important for me to feel closer to my partner. And that is going to keep me on the road to change, looking and focusing at the right behaviors that are going to create more closeness with my partner. And I'll continue to use that example throughout the book. So those are the basics of setting a personal motivation statement about your relationship. Having that personal motivation statement to focus on is a habit that you're starting today. Again, eye on the prize. It can be revised as needed, but every day you want that statement front and center in your awareness. I want you to find such value in focusing on that statement that by the time the program is over, you'll continue to use it to motivate your goals. So the recap, develop your personal motivation statement about your relationship goals. Focus on your personal motivation statement for this work you're about to do. It's your foundation, so it's important. Go deeper and know the why of your personal motivation statement. Knowing what you're working on and why you're working on it will help pull you through, especially when the going gets tough. So for practice time, create a personal motivation statement. Go through the five whys. Take all the time you need. It should take you a while, and it might be frustrating, but don't rush it. If you have an answer that doesn't seem quite right, sit with it. Trust yourself. We all have a deep inner knowing, so when it's your truth, you will know it. In your product package, there should be a worksheet that's titled Personal Motivation Statement. This will give you all the space you need to come up with a personal motivation statement, ask the five whys, and come up with something that can serve to motivate you as we go further down this road. If you get stuck, you can always send me an email or come over to the forum. As I said, the forum is in a membership area at this time. But my email is allison@allisonvelez.com. And the website is www.winningyourrelationshipgame.com. Good luck, and move on now to chapter 2.